Welcome to episode 13 of the Infield Singles Podcast. Bit of a different episode this week. I'm your host, Michael Connor. I'm the only host this week, actually. Tad McKenna, Spencer Urban, Josh Wells, and Chase Gruitt are all out of the office tonight for various reasons. Josh is probably seeing about a girl. Chase is probably doing the same. Tad has fallen behind on his schoolwork because of his overcommitment to our Holly Jolly Brock Threeback Christmas album, which we'll get into here in a little bit. And Spencer has just kind of gone MIA this evening. So joining me tonight as my sit-in co-host is Daniel Heath, who's one of the guys in our hall and also makes an appearance on the Christmas album. Daniel, you want to kind of introduce yourself here?
Yep, I'm Daniel. I'm new to the hall this year. I'm loving the hall, and I haven't got a chance to listen to the Infield singles yet, but I hear it's really good, and I'm excited to be on the show.
Yeah, well, we've told Daniel many times, like, oh, yeah, check out Infield singles, and I think he's even said before, like, oh, yeah, it's great, so it's nice to see that he actually hasn't listened to any episodes.
Haha.
But Daniel has radio experience. He's one of the co-hosts of a sports show on campus with, like, the campus radio station, so I guess we're keeping our friends close and our enemies closer tonight. But pretty much the focus of this episode is going to be a real short one, is just kind of promoing our Holly Jolly B3B Christmas album, which for those of you who don't know, was our Hall's project last year during the Christmas season. We created a Christmas album full of just covers of random Christmas songs and sold it for $1 each. So here's your plug. Tomorrow being Friday, December 7th from 10 to 12:30. To you few listeners who are going to be listening to this before then.
AM or PM?
AM or PM, it will be PM. Good catch. Is that radio experience paying off? You can come on and come on up to Brock 3 back and check out the album and buy one. And the beautiful thing about these albums are they last many seasons. So even when you're in the Easter season, you can still throw on some Auld Lang Syne or maybe even some I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus or something. And it's always a good time. So I guess just kind of getting into the album, Daniel, why don't you tell the folks at home what song you sang or songs you sang?
Well, I sang I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus with my brother. It was a nice duo.
I saw mommy tickle Santa Claus.
Probably one of the best ones in the album, so you won't want to miss that. And also Michael, Spencer, and I sang Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, or whatever.
So Daniel went with the very high-pitched songs this year because he did I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus in the Jackson 5 version, and Daniel was...
It's difficult.
Yeah, well, he made it look easy because he was Little Mikey in that song, and then we did NSYNC, and we don't know anyone in NSYNC except for Justin Timberlake, I guess, but those were very boy bandish. That's a word. So I guess some of the songs that you have to look forward to on this year's album, just kind of like a little preview. You got your host, Josh Wells, one of your hosts, Josh Wells, singing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. That's three times. Chase comes in with a little John Lennon singing Happy Christmas, The War's Over. Tad hits us with Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles. So it's a very wide range. We even stretch into the Jewish culture. And Jay Hedlund, who was on the episode or on the podcast a few podcasts ago, comes in with the Chanukah song. So we're very accepting of all cultures on this album, I guess you could say. So I guess we're going to now take a moment to kind of run through the hall and see who we can find to kind of give their two cents on this year's album. All right, so now entering the room and joining us on the podcast is JT Stevens. He's my next-door neighbor. JT, why don't you tell the folks at home which song you come in singing this year on this year's album?
I did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Who sings that?
That is a good question. What's her name? I do, yeah.
We got to look it up real quick.
So we do our research here on the Infield Singles Podcast. Brenda Lee, right?
Yes, that sounds right.
Brenda Lee. Okay. JT, quick question. Who do you think sang the song better, you or Brenda Lee?
Definitely Brenda Lee.
All right. Not what we were going for. That's a good promo. How would you give a quick plug for the album? Why should people come buy the album?
Well, because I think we put a lot of heart, a lot of soul into it, and You know, I think we're all really passionate about what we're doing here, and I think everyone should just come out and buy a copy and see for yourself the work that we put into it.
Well put, well put, well put. Now, the folks at home can enjoy a little snippet of JT's song.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Joining us now on the podcast are David Sinkonis, who has never been on this podcast. I just realized that after I said that. But and also Jay Hedlund, who was on a few episodes ago.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
It's my pleasure.
Shoot, Jay got on before I did.
This is true. We'll figure that out later. They're both wearing some ties they'd like to discuss. So you got a few words you want to say about your ties?
Mine's black, and I'll let David tell you about his.
Mine's solid black.
All right, black and solid black. All right, now that we got that out of the way, what are the two songs you guys sang on this year's Christmas album?
Okay, so the first song I did by myself is called Christmas Lights, originally sung by Coldplay. Coldplay was a band formed in the mid-2000s.
And what kind of emotion can people expect to hear from you on this song?
Well, I imagine getting dumped. I've obviously never gotten dumped in my life. I'm a pretty handsome guy.
Obviously.
But
solid black tie.
So what other guys feel is what I tried to put into this song.
There you go. All right. Jay, what song do you do?
I did the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. So I just tried to spread awareness for Hanukkah on the Christmas album.
What was the inspiration behind choosing this song?
Well, I didn't choose it. Somebody else chose it, so you'd have to ask them. But if I had to guess, it would be that...
Your recent conversion to Judaism?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Now in the Brock Three Back studio, we have none other than the Mr. Elliot Jenks. This is your first year in the hall, so what was your previous exposure to the Christmas album? How had you heard about it in the past?
Well, the girls of Willits were raging about it, and my girlfriend is in Willits, so I heard about it from my girlfriend, who really enjoyed it, and she really wanted to buy it, but she couldn't get her hands on a copy, so she was kind of upset about that. But
so it's safe to say you dropped the ball last year and disappointed your girlfriend by not getting her a copy of the Holly Jolly B3B Christmas.
Yeah, it really makes a great gift for any boyfriends looking for a Christmas gift for their girlfriends. I would definitely suggest it.
There we go, and Elliot's engaged, and it might be a direct result of this Christmas album and his success on it. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how the marriage goes. So.
All right, well, where can people hear you in this song, or in this album?
I was into the collective song, so what was the first one we did? I don't even remember.
It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Most Wonderful Time of the Year, which Christmas truly is, but especially when you have the Holly Jolly B3B Christmas volume 2.
Well put.
And then I also helped with the 12 Days of Christmas, which is a classic.
What day were you in the 12 Days of Christmas?
Of course, 4.
Can you give a little taste? What was your...
It's 4 calling birds. It was give it one of those a couple 12 times. Or actually, it's less than 12. I'm not very good at math.
8 times? I don't know. Oh, we're not a math hall. We're a musical hall. So
it's true. It's true.
You can catch Elliot in the 12 Days of Christmas.
Thanks, Michael.
Wagwan, joining us now in the hall, or in the podcast, is Mr. Kevin Zhang, who was on episode somewhere between 4
I was on the best episode.
Somewhere between 4 and 9, I think. I don't know. But he was on the podcast earlier, so you folks at home are big fans of Mr. Kevin. Kevin, what song do you sing on this year's Christmas album?
I did a solo, Jingle Bell Rock, and also Christmas Rapping, and of course I was on the hall songs, so...
Now, for you loyal listeners at home, you may remember Kevin is from Canada. So, and you also you're a freshman, so you weren't here last year. So what kind of reach did our Christmas album last year have in Canada? How big was it? Were we as big internationally as we had hoped?
Absolutely nothing. But this year, I bring a whole new element to the album. So hopefully I'll get some exposure to the Great White North.
Yeah, the Great White North. And by a new element, he does mean the first Asian-Canadian we've ever had.
Yes, sir.
On the album. So what would be your plug for this year's album? Why should the random average Joe on Cedarville buy this album?
Because I'm on it, and my voice is nice. So that's the only reason you need.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Zhang, as humble as they come.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Snake.
So I had previously said that Spencer was MIA this evening, but here he is.
I'm here.
He is here.
Don't worry.
I was worried sick.
I know you were worrying.
All right, so Spencer, what songs do you sing on this year's Christmas album?
So obviously I'm in the Hall songs. I'm also doing a solo in Run Rudolph Run, a classic by who's the guy?
Look it up again.
Who cares? Spencer owns it now, so it's by Spencer.
Yeah, it's by me. And then I also feature in an NSYNC boy band song with Michael and Dan Heath, who's also here. So we put a lot of work into that earlier today, so that was a good time. But yeah, so I'm very excited about this album. I think it's surpasses last year in skill and how the songs sound and quality.
Yes, I would agree. Earlier, Spencer put about a long time into our NSYNC song, so it is of the utmost best quality.
I really hope you enjoy it, people.
So why don't you give the folks at home a taste of, like, how has your life changed since the releasing of the first Christmas album?
Well, I mean, the paparazzis. That's rough. Can't go anywhere these days.
Oh, absolutely not.
But just getting recognized on campus. People are like, oh, you're the guy from that thing. I'm like, yeah, I am. So that's, I guess that's the big change, other than getting emails from record albums. But I mean,
yeah, it just naturally comes.
Other than that, I mean, I live a pretty normal life. I'm just an average guy, just like you guys. So,
music by the common men for the common men.
That's right.
And women, we do not discriminate.
Exactly.
This is a very inclusive album. We got Josh Wong from China. We got Kevin Zhang from Canada. We got Daniel from Michigan. From all over the place.
Elliot's from New York.
I didn't know that. Jason Deardorff, who's the...
Wait, who's Paul, the farthest west?
Who's the farthest west?
Farquad.
F. Farquad from Kansas.
Look at that.
Jason Deardorff, who isn't in the Hall, but he's our out-of-hall feature.
That's right. We have a... Yeah, like last year we had Micah Pullins, who was on episode 3 of the Infield Singles podcast. He made an appearance last year, and so this year we kind of followed suit and had another outside guest, and Jason brought it with Christmas Shoes.
And he killed that song. I absolutely hate that song, but that he killed that version of the song.
Yeah, he made it listenable. I don't know how you'd put that. But to kind of give you an idea of what kind of commitment's being made, I'm currently burning CDs while we sit here, so you might hear like the disc drive grinding on the desk. Our whole like little small army within the Hall just took off to go to one of the academic buildings to find a computer lab to just...
Did they really?
Yeah, they're currently occupying an entire computer lab.
Gotta printing off. CDs.
So there's a lot of people trying to study for finals who are just going to be real ticked when they find the entire...
I saw Farquaad sent on a mass message.
Yeah, like we got our fearless leader, Farquaad.
All hands on deck.
He's running around screaming, grabbing people, so... This is no small-scale operation. This is quite the process.
Tell them how many songs are on the album.
Well, this year we have 24 songs, an hour and 20 minutes worth of listening material.
Pure joy.
Just pure joy. And it's a very wide variety of songs. We go all the way from rap to pop to some of the smooth classics to country. So, I mean, there's a little something for everyone.
Some acapella even.
Some acapella.
What do you think will be a fan favorite?
If I had to predict the fan favorite, I would have to go with, I'm going to go with our three song, or us three, with the Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. What do you guys think?
I think that's a very danceable song. People can get into it. I mean, it brings people back to the 90s, some nostalgia.
The way Spencer hit those notes.
But yeah, so Dan, what do you think is the... top hit of this album?
Okay, I think Kevin on the 12 Days of Christmas is gonna be the bomb.
There you go. So for you folks at home, he's just so you know going in what to expect. He goes pretty hard on the five golden rings. Got really into it. So I guess we won't go into what we think is the worst song, because I think there'd be probably like a 6-way tie.
Yeah, it's actually a 24-way.
Yeah, probably.
Tie.
Yeah,
that's for you to decide.
And make sure, you know, at the Avengers movies, they always say stick around to the very end, because there's always like some little, I don't know what you would call it, Easter egg at the end, or some little sneak peek of what's to come, a little surprise. So you want to make sure you stick around to the very end of this album. So Yes, kind of a shorter episode this week. No big, exciting guest. So why don't you give one last plug, Spencer, for...
One last plug for the album?
For the album and Campus Christmas as a whole.
Well, last year we probably were the most creative hall, I had to say. I'm a little biased. But I think we're the best hall, and we definitely brought something to the table that no one else has before. And this year you can say, oh, they're doing the same thing over again. Yeah, but we're doing it better. We're making it better. We've made another CD. And so it's just a good time. We're going to deck out the hall with Christmas decorations. You can get a picture with Santa, a.k.a. Marcus Van Wyck.
Don't tell him that.
No, he committed to that earlier today. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good time. And plus, it's only $1. That's not that much. Everyone has $1.
Yeah, and we will this year. We will be accepting Venmo. So, not only cash. So, that I don't have any cash on me. Excuse will no longer fly.
Yeah, so there's a couple of, like, really funny rooms. I'm not going to spoil any of them, so you guys can come out and see them yourselves. But it's gonna be a fun time and an enjoyable walk through the halls, leaded by our tour guides, Zach Williams. Who else is doing it? Josh?
That's to be seen. It's a part of the surprise.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get yourself into, which is all part of the Brock Threeback charm. So, yeah, special thanks to Daniel for joining us last second. I took him away from his Fortnite game earlier to come do this. So thank you for filling in.
Twitch.tv/DTheGreat3.
You got to get back to your fans.
Well, yeah, for people who don't know what that is, that's basically you can watch him play video games online if you find that stuff enjoyable. I'm not judging if you do. It's just if you find that enjoyable, check him out on Twitch. As always, remember to tee it high and let it fly.
Deuces!